there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. My guest today has a unique passion, the truly miraculous human heart. High school senior Ayana B. from Massachusetts was fascinated by the workings of the heart when she learned about it in science class. And after losing her beloved grandmother to a sudden heart attack, she was inspired to help people, especially those in minority groups, to understand the risks and warning signs of cardiac conditions. Her nonprofit, Light on the Heart, provides advocacy and promotes equity in STEM research. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ayana. She connected with me on Instagram, and I'm so delighted to have her as a guest today. She's going to tell us all about her wonderful work. Hey, Ayana, how are you?
Everyone, I'm super excited to be here. So my name is Ayana, and I'm a rising senior at Acton Boxborough Regional High School, and I founded this nonprofit called Light on the Heart. And today I'm going to be telling you about an initiative I've taken under Light on the Heart called the Little Heart Science Crate.
So tell us all about these STEM crates. Super exciting.
I would love to. So I can first tell you a bit about what Light on the Heart is, so you guys can get a sense of that. So Light on the Heart is basically an organization with the goal of bringing awareness to inequity in cardiovascular care for minority groups through our two main pillars, research and advocacy. So we are also dedicated to providing mentorship. We have a blog, a speaker series. We engage in legislative campaigns that target our local representatives. And the most recent initiative we have taken is the Little Heart Science Crate. So Light on the Heart basically just serves as a voice of equity, a voice of relief, and a voice coming from the deepest parts of the heart. So there.
Can I just ask a quick little question? So where did this all start for you? It's such an interesting sort of niche to be focused on cardiovascular disease as a young person, right? And how that impacts, different marginalized people. I mean, I think that we don't fully understand, I think that heart disease and different heart conditions look very different in different types of people. Women experience heart attacks very differently than men do. So tell us a little bit more about that. Where did you get the spark of the inspiration on that?
That is very true. So for me, since I was in ninth grade, we learned about the cardiovascular system for the first time, and something about it just clicked. And then 2 years later, very unfortunate, I lost my grandmother to a heart attack, and it was so sudden, and she is from India. So what surprised me the most was that she had complained of symptoms of like chest pain, high blood pressure, tachycardia, all these things for weeks on end. And she went to the doctor multiple times, and what they did was they kind of brushed it off. They didn't give her any medication. They told her it's just things that everyone experiences and that it shouldn't be made much that big of a deal. So later, when she passed away unexpectedly, that hit us really hard, and that hit me really hard, because this thing, like the heart that I love so much, that was what took my grandmother away. So I started doing a lot of research onto how social determinants impact cardiovascular care. So I found that, as you all know, heart disease is the leading cause of death now. Over 700,000 people are lost to heart disease every single year. And that number is even higher for women and marginalized communities, especially. So I kind of wanted to show the intersections of like research and what we as students can do to help mitigate these like horrible statistics. And I wanted to focus on something so niche, because this is something that is current, it's now, and it's not going away. Heart disease is here to stay, and we should take every step we can towards mitigating these effects in the future, because education starts with a child. And if you learn about the heart at an earlier age, that will make a better future for all of us.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm so sorry that happened. I have similar stories in my own family where,
my grandparents and a dear friend of my mom's, you know, similarly, she was experiencing pain in her upper arm, you know, which is, again, not in the chest, but she was experiencing pain in her shoulder and her upper arm. And she was in the hospital and they ran all kinds of tests and she was standing there with her daughter. And the doctor came in to say that everything looked fine and they were sending her home and she died right there in front of them in the emergency room. So again, like it's so infuriating and maddening that she was so clearly exhibiting these symptoms. And they either weren't paying attention or they weren't running the right kinds of tests. And she died. And that was really tragic. And I'm sorry that that happened. And it's what's really frustrating is, again, that she was expressing these things to different people and to doctors, and she wasn't being treated appropriately. And so tell me what Light in the Heart can do and what you are doing to educate people, to educate young people so that they understand this, people in marginalized communities. And then tell us more about the STEM crates.
Right. So the STEM crates are basically everything you just said to mitigate those specific things that happen. So the Little Heart Science Crate is basically just a hands-on STEM kit, which will hopefully spark a passion for hands-on science. And I wanted to target underserved communities. So I did some research onto the specific statistics in my town, and I found that 5,186 people in my town qualify for free or reduced lunch, and 20% of our town is below the national poverty level. And I live in like a relatively affluent town, and it doesn't seem like that on the outside, but there are people struggling and people that need help. So my main goal was with this kit was to get it to kids that need it the most, kids that qualify for that free or reduced lunch, kids that don't have the materials to access this kind of hands-on learning outside of the school environment. So my goal was to impact my community in three ways. First, I wanted to address the economic inequity barrier to education that many people in our community face. So I did this by making the kits free of cost and accessible to students by going to elementary schools and libraries and places of worship and the AB Resource Center to kind of give it out there. And the second thing I did was I kind of wanted to target the fact that learning about the heart at a young age is crucial. And a lot of the research I did showed that increased awareness of cardiovascular disease at a younger age greatly reduces the chance of getting such factors when one is older. And honestly, I just wanted to like expose kids to hands-on STEM beyond the classroom, because there are so many things that aren't being taught in classrooms that so many kids can benefit from, and that can like help guide them the future paths in their career. So kind of just those three main goals were what I wanted to hit.
So I have two follow-up questions. One is, so if you can provide it free of charge, which is amazing, and of course that's the most important thing, is to provide it for folks who can't afford, how are you raising the money to produce these kits, the crates? And then tell me what's actually in the crate.
I would love to. So this idea, it started as a whole mess in my head. I grew up seeing all these, like when we were watching Cartoon Network as a kid, back when TV was the thing everyone watched, there were always these like science crates. You guys have probably seen it like being advertised, but we could never get them. So I formulated that vision in my head, and I was like, I want to do something like this, but I want to make it free. So what I did was I looked for grant opportunities in my community, and this amazing organization called Danny's Place, it caters to young individuals in my community wanting to make change, and they provided me with a grant of $1,000. So with the application and the whole process, I got mentorship, and I was able to bounce ideas off of them, put the crates together with their thoughts and ideas, and then with the money that they provided, I was able to distribute them free of cost. So that was how I raised the money for that in that sense. And the second part of your question, so the crate has four different activities, and they're not like a streamlined approach. They're more like creative hands-on things that kids can benefit in different ways. So the kit is targeting students from grades 1 to 6. So as you can imagine, we need a variety of things to appeal to that age group. So the four activities I have, one is called the circulation game, which is basically just this board game that they can put together to learn about the functions of the circulatory system and how blood moves through the body. The second is called a blood compatibility research experiment. So I give kids a research notebook and they can write their hypotheses, observations, and claims as to what happens when you mix like different food dyes, and that represents like different blood types mixing and how that compatibility works. And my third activity was modeling the heart. So catering to kids of younger ages, I gave them like clay and showed them guides on how to make a own model of their heart and how to like label it and learn how blood flows. And the fourth activity was building a stethoscope. So I gave them like two funnels, balloons, plastic tubing, and they kind of got to put together something that they could use to listen to their heartbeat. And I found that that was the one that they liked the most.
I'm sure that sounds really great. You know, I just love about this is you know, there's such a broad applicability for this CRADE and these projects. You know, there are a lot of these STEM and STEAM boxes and subscriptions and things, and they're very expensive. And this should be accessible to everyone. You know, we should be teaching this in schools, obviously, but kids are really curious. And again, that hands-on aspect of creating something and putting it together for themselves, that's how they learn, you know. And so I really wish that you could make this on a larger scale so that everyone could enjoy them. It sounds wonderful. So you found people to give the crates to. So again, through schools, you know, so do you just reach out and say, I'd like to, you know, present these? Do you, is it a certain number of crates that each place can have? Like, how do you go about deciding who gets the crates?
Right. So I'm kind of making the crates in waves. So with the $1,000 seed money that I got, I was able to produce 30 crates. So I kind of split that up between the six elementary schools in my town. And I'm currently working in conjunction with the principals to, since we have to keep student information like confidential, I'm asking them to give it to who they think needs it the most. So I have given them the kits and they are working on that. And my future direction is to scale up. Like you said, I want to make this more accessible to so many more people, and hopefully more kids can get the education that they deserve. So my goal is to apply to more grants and hopefully scale it up to like 50 and then 100 and then 200 kids.
You know what would be amazing too is if some of these corporations, the pharmaceutical companies, right, folks who produce medications for the heart, like I wish they would hear about you. I saw that you have been, you know, interviewed on the news and stuff, but it really seems to me that this would be great PR for them to sponsor you and to provide the funding so that you could make these crates and distribute them more broadly. So I'm manifesting that out into the universe. Have you encountered any struggles or any obstacles in the process of putting this together?
So the biggest challenge that I encountered with the Little Heart Science Crate was expanding. So I had to really work closely with the principals, and then I had to go to the superintendent and then the dean of the school, and I had to go through so many people to make this actually like accessible to students. So I would say that was the most difficult part. But once I got through that initial hurdle, it was, how do I identify which kids need it the most, and how do I determine that they're actually benefiting from this kit? So what I decided to do was put out a survey on like a QR code on the box. So I've yet to receive responses from that, but hopefully as I get out more kits will be able to respond.
I think it's important to get that kind of feedback. That's really, really smart. And also you can probably ask that the schools where they distribute them, like that the teachers or whoever is working with the kids, like, you know, really follows up on this and gives you some good feedback. You might learn that there were pieces of the projects that didn't work as well, and you might want to make some alterations and stuff. Like, it's a collaborative effort. Well, this is super, super interesting, Ayana. I really love it. And I just love that you're raising awareness around something that is so, so important for everyone. And again, as you said, you start young, and this is what can really make, you know, change the trajectory of people's lives. Do you have interest in medicine or science? You seem really super interested in cardiovascular health, which is an unusual thing. Is that what you might want to study someday?
Yeah. So I do research at two labs. So one lab, I work in a cardiovascular lab, and that kind of like opened up this whole world of possibilities. And now I want to be like a physician scientist. And My goal is to become a cardiologist and hopefully start a clinic for marginalized communities in a rural area. So I want to work up to the point where I can care for patients on my own and build my own team and be able to give them the care that they deserve.
Well, that is an amazing goal. And I have every confidence that you are going to meet it, because it's rare to find a young person who has this kind of particular passion and interest level. So I'm just wishing you the best of luck. Please tell us where we can learn more, where maybe people can donate to you. Here's an idea. If someone is listening and this is this topic that's of interest to them and they want to help you and to create more crates, just give us all of your social media, your website, all that good stuff.
I would love to. So my website is lightontheheart.org. My Instagram handle is light.on.the.org or on the heart. So it's basically light on the heart with a bunch of periods. And then my email, if you guys want to reach out to our organization, is lightontheheart@gmail.com.
Amazing. And I will have all of that good information in the show notes. Ayan, it was such a pleasure to meet you and to learn more about this wonderful work. I'm wishing you the best of luck in all of your endeavors. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you today.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.